So are you excited about who's going to light the Olympic cauldron? Are you fired up by the Olympics? The 2012 Olympic opening ceremony in London is just hours away and thousands are making their way to the Olympic Stadium. I can just imagine the traffic. And they'll be joined by millions who watch the ceremony and in games on television. Now, as I've said all week, OK, yes, I'm excited at the ceremony. I'm looking forward to seeing all this stuff that Danny Boyle has put together, the sheep and the NHS nurses and the dancing and the fireworks, yes. But the sport leaves me cold. And I want to know, are you with me or against me? 08459 555 678. Text 81771. So will you be watching the opening ceremony tonight or, like me, avoiding the actual races or whatever they are at all costs? Well, Joel Taggart can't avoid it because our own sports journalist, Joel, you're in London right now. Where are you?
I'm on the roof of our accommodation, Linda. I'm looking down the Thames and it's just started to rain.
So what's new?
Perfect timing. But yes, we've been here for a few days now. We've been out at the Olympic Park. We've been out at the Olympic Stadium. I even got into the Athletes Village yesterday for a couple of hours to interview some of our hopefuls. And excitement is building. It's all very good. There was the dress rehearsal on Wednesday night. And we're all looking forward to tonight. And as you were saying about those who will be watching, you said millions on television. They're expecting a global TV audience tonight of around 4 billion. 10,000 mostly amateur performers will be on show. 80,000 lucky people have tickets to get into the stadium, and all for a total cost, the opening ceremony, of just the 27 million.
Just a wee snip then. Well, maybe the person who wins the lottery tonight could help them out with that a little bit. But is the atmosphere as wonderful as we're being led to believe? What is it? Is it palpable?
I think it's just a case now everybody just wants it to start. You've had the build-up and everywhere you look there are all these signs, you know, pointing you in the right direction. You can't get off a bus or a tube or a taxi without a sign pointing you in the direction of all sorts of Olympic venues. You know, everybody knows it's here, everybody knows the time's here, but they just want the games to start. They want the action to start, and the lucky people who have the tickets, and, you know, that's still a bit of a story. Even talking to some of the athletes yesterday, was out chatting to some of our local swimmers. Melanie Knocker was chatting to me for our programme on Saturday, and she was saying, you know, it's been a difficult thing for her because the swimmers got one ticket per session that they are involved in, and it's a big call. If you have one ticket, you know, you have a couple of people maybe who you would like to see you in action, and you only get the one ticket, so that's been a big decision for a lot of them. But the atmosphere in the village was fantastic yesterday. The Athletes Village, they have like a little mini welcoming ceremony in the village for all the teams every now and again, and you know, it's like sort of amateur street performers who are putting on a really, really good show every time, and they bring in maybe six teams at a time and raise their flags, like a mini welcoming ceremony, and the music's fabulous. It's great when you hear it the first couple of times. When they moved on to ceremony number 4 and 5 of the day and you still hear the same music over and over again, it does become mildly annoying. But of course that won't be the case tonight because it'll be a top show. And I should point out that there's some local involvement in the opening ceremony tonight to watch out for. It is of course entitled Isles of Wonder. And I mentioned on Good Morning Ulster, the four home nations will be represented by four flowers. Flax is the flower that's representing Northern Ireland. There'll be a choir of children from England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland singing a number of songs, including Danny Boy. Maybe that should be Danny Boyle, I'm not sure. And, of course, we're expecting to see representatives of five local schools who'll be involved. They'll be providing children to act as a guard of honour for some of the teams that they have sort of adopted.
You've got the buzz, haven't you? You're hyped up.
It's hard not to have the buzz. St Catherine's College Armagh, they'll be represented. Orangefield High School in Belfast, Billy Community High School, they're three of the five schools. If anybody can text it and tell me the other two, I'd be very grateful because I don't want to leave anybody out.
Okay, well,
and then I would expect to see Mary Peters involved at some stage in the opening ceremony as well, because given this whole idea that it's, you know, the Isles and including everyone from Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland and England, I would be amazed if Mary Peters doesn't have some role to play as the flame comes out, as the torch comes into the Olympic Stadium, because of course it is the 40th anniversary of her gold medal in Munich in 1972. And you may even see some of the other gold medal. I mean, I would think a lot of the British gold medalists from down through the years years would be invited to be here tonight. So, you know, you would think of Stephen Martin and Jimmy Kirkwood from the hockey in 1988. So I'm sure they'll be there somewhere. They'll get a chance to watch it tonight.
You're enthusiastic. You're loving this. You know all these people. But the problem is, I don't know who these people are, and I can't really get that excited about the whole thing.
Google them, Linda. You'll find out. If you Google Jimmy Kirkwood, K-I-R-K-W-O-O-D.
Thank you. Joel, stay with me a moment, because sporting commentator Liam Beckett's on the line too. And Liam, I watched the Ab Fab Olympic spoof last night on television, and I actually agree with them. They said it's been going on so long, was the line. It's a bit like tinnitus. You don't really remember when it started. It's been going on too long, Liam.
Yeah, it's becoming, I think Joel's quite right, Linda. It's time to get the action going. But I'm probably, unlike you, I'm not looking forward to the opening ceremony. I don't particularly enjoy that, Linda. I think that's become something that's hyped up. I think that's the first competition, to be honest, to see if they can
keep it a secret.
Yes, and not only that, but to better what Beijing did 4 years ago. I think they're, and to spend $27 million, apparently a reported $27 million on an opening ceremony, I think is absolutely crazy. I prefer the action. I do like the track and field. I love the boxing. Again, I'm unlike you in that respect. I like the sporting aspect of it. I'm not dying. I think Joel must be competing, because he's really buzzing. You're right.
He is buzzing. And he's come straight from the golf to the Olympics. I mean, the boy doesn't do any work. He just goes from sport to sport.
I'm telling you, he's just like the rebirth of Alan Walker, if you ask me. But honestly... I wish the sport would get started, because the hype around the who's doing this and who's doing that is just becoming a bit too much, I think. And fairness to Joel and them, they keep us really updated. Him and Stephen Watson out there do a great job. Keep us fully updated what's happening in the village. All the bits and pieces that people want to hear. But I think it's time for the sport to start. Not really looking forward, as I say, to the actual ceremony. It bores me to tears.
Well, now hold on. Daniel Craig's going to be there, apparently. James Bond. And, of course, it wouldn't
be... do you, Linda. Yeah, I can understand that then, why you're so interested in that, Linda. But,
and, of course, the real excitement is the man who brings most concerts to a close these days, Paul McCartney's supposed to be there. I hope they don't pull the plug on him.
This time I heard him at the Queen's Jubilee, and I thought he was brutal, honestly.
Oh, dreadful. And then they pulled the plug on him at the Springsteen concert.
And if I'd have been there, I'd have pulled the plug on him at the Buckingham Palace as well.
So you're also excited. But the trouble is, with all this sport and Olympics comes politics. And we've already had the North Korea, South Korea flag business. And I see some stuff in the paper this morning about different nationalities, Welsh and Scots, refusing to actually sing the national anthem. And Brian's on the line. Brian, you don't like it being GB in Northern Ireland, is that right?
I don't like it being GB. No, it should be UK. I mean, lots of good people died over the past 30 years to keep this part of the United Kingdom. And thanks you get Team GB, bracket small writing, well, maybe Northern Ireland, begrudgingly. That's not even on the, as far as I can see, anywhere on the uniform. I don't even see it has to be Team UK. Why is it not just UK, like everybody else? But I just certainly object to us not being represented properly in a way they can't call it.
Joel, are we represented as the NI bit kind of small writing?
I think that's a fair comment. I mean, traditionally it has been Team GB and NI, and you can go down, as I mentioned, the hockey players. You know, you go back to 84 and the 88, and Northern Ireland players played very successfully in both those teams. But it is a feeling I've received a number of tweets about it, where people sort of think that it's the age that you live in terms of branding, isn't it? You know, Team GB, and that's basically just the way it is. But I can understand, and I've had a number of tweets about it, you know, people annoyed that even in terms of all the graphics and the branding on the tracksuits, that the NI is left out. But I think, you know, we all know that it's Team GB and NI, and hopefully it'll be shot to prominence by some of our competitors, some of the rowers, hopefully. Wendy Hoovenagel, maybe or Ian Lures in the hockey team this year, by one of them getting a gold medal, or maybe more than one of them.
And then we've the issue, of course, as I say, of the politics of people who are prepared to be on a team for Team GB, NI, or whichever it is, but not prepared to actually sing the anthem.
Well, I don't accept that. I mean, I haven't seen the papers this morning. I saw it on Sky News last night. They do the back page review. I mean, to say that Ryan Giggs and whoever else was there stood Craig Bellamy, and that they deliberately didn't sing God Save the Queen, I don't know that you're ever going to prove that. I mean, you watch any number of internationals. Are you saying that when England play a football match and some of the players don't sing God Save the Queen, or any international team, you know, I mean, I've yet to go to a football international anywhere in the world and see every footballer stand and sing their respective national anthem.
No, some of them don't sing, you're right, but there are some who are coming up front. Footballer Kim Little says she made a personal choice not to sing because she's Scottish.
That's up to her then, surely.
But prepared to be on the team. Well, I'm still not that excited. I mean, I'm looking forward to tonight, to the ceremony, and Liam, you say that's the least exciting bit. But the actual, I mean, how long is it going to go on for? How many days? Joel?
I think it finishes. I know I come home in a fortnight, but I think there are an extra couple of days after that. It goes on for about 2.5 weeks, I think.
2.5 weeks. So, Liam,
Maybe 3 weeks.
Oh no, Liam, tell me why should I get excited for 3 weeks of my life by watching racing?
You will do, Linda, because if you get glued in and get your feet up there in a nice big mug of tea and put your trainers on, because you feel more athletic when you're watching it. And sit and watch it and enjoy it, because I used to love, if you remember back to the Seb Coe and the Steve Yvette and the Steve Crams and the Brendan Fosters, those were all great races, and they were really even made, I thought, better by the commentary of David Coleman, who sounded like a cross between the yodeler Frank Ifield and the great Eddie Waring, the rugby league commentator. He was half yodeling, half commentating, and really excited down the home straight. David Coleman, really, to me, he just typified what the Olympics were all about. But they're great.
Of Barry Davis and the hockey. Where are the Germans? Quite frankly, who cares? You know, there have been so many iconic moments over the years.
So many. I think, Joel, it has maybe lost its way somewhat, particularly in things like the synchronized swimming. You know, what's that all about? You know, that reminds me on like the cast from Come Dancing or something, all diving for pennies, you know, at the bottom of the swimming pool.
I will not mention beach volleyball.
No, the beach, but I won't miss it, I can assure you that, unless they wear track shirts. If they wear it, I won't watch it. But anyhow, no, that synchronised woman does my head in, because it reminds me when they first built a swimming pool in Ballymoney, and we used to all dive in for pennies, and you had to keep your eyes open, and there was so much chlorine in the water, your eyes were like strawberries for about 2 days later. But that I don't understand why that plays any part of the Olympics. For me, are about the track and field, the boxing, the marathons, all that type of stuff. Yes, and I'm now interested in the rowing, a sport that never used to interest me, simply because of a couple of lads, the Chambers brothers down in Coleraine and Big Alan Campbell. They've really come to the fore and are in with a really good chance of lifting gold medals. So that's got me interested in the rowing. No, I will enjoy it, Linda, but I'll be selective in my viewing.
So will I.
And that's the good thing that you can be, Liam. And I know this sounds like a bit of a plug or whatever, but I mean, we were at a meeting not so long ago, and they were saying that because of the extra channels now and the red button and all sorts of things, that the aim by the BBC is to cover every session of every sport every day. So you can be selective. You can watch the things you like, you can watch the things you don't like, but there's so many sports that are available to watch, and you're bound to find something you like. Or if you want to see EastEnders, you can watch BBC Two, Linda.
I don't want to see EastEnders either. I'm going to go out. I'm going to go and practice my golf. I'm going to do something for me.
Linda,
I'm not going to.
It only lasts 3 weeks, Linda.
Linda, do you enjoy sport generally? Do you like sport generally? Do you participate in any sport yourself?
Golf. Does that count?
Oh, yes.
Is that all right?
You like a round of golf?
I think I'll go out, and the course hopefully will be empty while everybody else is in watching the Olympics. I think I'll go.
Liam won a prize yesterday on the golf course, Linda.
Yes, and so did Conor Bradford. If you see him wearing a nice new polo shirt on there this morning, Linda, he won a shirt yesterday at the Press Society Golf Day.
Double XL.
Double XL, yes.
I heard Conor in Good Morning Ulster giving opinions on the Duchess of Cambridge's table tennis skills and on Rory and Caroline Wozniak. You see, I do know a wee bit about sport, but that's because it's people, not the sport.
No, I think, Linda, if you do realise and you take on board the effort that these people put in, You know, I listened to I think it was one of the Chambers brothers being interviewed on Radio Ulster, where he's on Christmas morning when everybody else was having some festive time and relaxation with their families, he was punishing his body on the beach down in Portrush, preparing for the... Those are the type of hidden things that a lot of people don't realise, the preparation the lads put in.
I would like to wish all our competitors from Northern Ireland and indeed from Ireland very best of luck. Bring us home a medal and I'll watch the medal ceremonies. How's that? Joel, I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more from you in the next 2-3 weeks and Stephen Watson from the Olympics and all our other sporting commentators as well. Thanks, Joel.
Austin O'Callaghan's here too.
Is Austin there as well? Got a whole team,
have
you?
Yes, he is indeed.
Liam Beckett, thank you as well.